Hi there, and welcome to Spirit Talk. And we are connecting with Lynn from Northwood United Church, and by using the Zoom, so we're at a big social distance. But Lynn, welcome. It's good to connect with you, at least at this far away, but it's nice to see your face.
Thank you.
So Lynn, you have been a member of Northwood for quite a while. Maybe you can just tell us about when you first connected with Northwood and how long you've been around this church.
It's about 15 years, I think.
15 years, wow.
Yeah. I wasn't with the church family for about 3 years. I was roaming in the wilderness, and I saw Cindy Terry, and she said, "Why don't you try Northwood? Will Sparks is excellent." So I walked in, and it just felt like home when I got here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, everybody was so hospitable, and I think I really pushed to have that continued with the congregation.
Great. There's a great legacy of wonderful leadership, both lay and clergy here at Northwood, and certainly Reverend Cindy Terry and Reverend Will Sparks are two of them. It's an honor to follow them. Now, you yourself are quite a leader in the United Church. I wanted to just get a bit of your story. Can you tell us a bit about your background in working in the United Church context?
I can't remember when I started at the working at the national level was a real privilege, and I can't remember when I started doing that, but I was part of evangelism and worship working unit, which your father was the staff person with us.
So that's indeed, it's a small world.
Yeah.
So you worked, that time you were working in the prairies. Were you working out of Winnipeg or thereabouts?
I started out at Brandon, Manitoba, is where I started with the
Brandon.
And then we moved to Tawasin. And because of what I learned at the evangelism working unit, with your dad, was there were about 12 people on that that committee, and all but two were male clergy, and there were two little housewives, me from Manitoba and Carolyn from Nova Scotia, and we didn't know what these theologians were talking about. So we'd go out for dinner and say, "Please tell us in English." And that's, I learned a lot from them by that.
Oh, that's great. Well, I know every so often evangelism becomes a bit of a focus in a Sunday service. And you often comment how you appreciate that lifting that component of our ministry up, ministry of evangelism, and you indeed serve the church so faithfully. Now, one of the ways that you've been serving the church more recently is around pastoral care. You did a lot of very strong pastoral care initiatives when one of our clergy was on maternity leave. I think that was when Carrie was off to off with her new child. You can maybe tell us a bit about pastoral care here.
I think I really started pastoral care in Tawasin when I was, I did the full ministry there for 10 months, funerals and weddings and everything but sermons. And I think I learned a lot there. And then I was hired as a pastoral care worker at South Arm, working with at Searcy for several years, and then have done pastoral care. Some people say it's in my DNA.
I would be one of them, and I certainly agree with that. One of the pastoral care initiatives we've been talking about here at Northwood that happens in many churches is our prayer shawl ministry. And the prayer shawl ministry is something you've been involved with for quite a while. Maybe you could just tell us briefly what the prayer shawl ministry is about. And as you're doing that, I'll just put my prayer shawl around me, and you can tell us about the prayer shawls.
I have mine right here that I'm sitting on right now.
Oh, good, good. So we've both got our prayer shawls, and Maybe you can tell us a bit about the prayer shawl ministry here at Northwood.
I think it was started by, I forgot her name. That's terrible. Lily. Lily went to Naramata and came back after learning about prayer shawls. And she started that at Northwood about, I think, 12 or more years ago. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's really special when I can give a prayer shawl to somebody that desperately needs to have caring and because of something that's happening in their lives and how much they appreciate that. Because I feel like when you have your prayer shawl on, you're surrounded by God's love and all the love of the congregation.
Indeed, and I know that there are a number of faithful ladies that gather a few times a month and make the prayer shawls, and it's done in a very prayerful manner as a devotional begins your time and a candle is lit. And I know there's certainly just lots of good communal fellowship enjoyed and some tea and goodies as well, but it's certainly a very spiritual expression. And we've presented prayer shawls, haven't we, to people in grief, people celebrating certain points in life and just the whole range. But it is, as you say, a reminder surrounding us with God's love, God's strength, and God's blessings. So I wanted just to lift up this time. We've been having spirit talks just about our various forms of ministry, and this is just another one of them. I think, Lynn, we've had almost 1,000 prayer shawls distributed throughout the congregation. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. So my thought is that
many time, at least over 800.
We're getting up there, indeed.
Yeah.
So my thought is that many of our folks indeed have prayer shawls at home. And as we're going through the COVID-19 pandemic and finding ourselves so isolated and just finding ways to connect with others, this can be a beautiful, tangible way to wrap God's love around us, remind us that we are indeed not alone, that we're surrounded with God's love and God's blessing, even in this time of social isolation. So I wanted to, maybe we'll just bring our spirit talk here to an end, but just thank you for your ministry and the ministry of all of our prayer shawl folks, and give thanks for them, and just encourage people that are viewing this to maybe if you have been given one, I think almost all the congregation have now, but to use your prayer shawl, wrap it around you as a devotional time, a reminder of that blessing that you've been received over time, and that God is still with us, even in these confusing, difficult times. So as we come to an end, Lynn, did you have any final thoughts or remarks?
I think my prayer shawl also reminds me of all of the congregation, and I'm missing hugs from everybody. So this is a virtual hug.
A virtual hug is a good thing, even at these times. We'll take what we can get now, won't we?
And I pass the peace of Christ to everyone that's watching this.
May the peace of Christ be with us all. I was reminded that sign language for the peace of Christ be with you, and a friend of mine told me, and it's sort of taking the two fingers like this, and this is the symbol for peace. So may the peace of Christ be with you, Lynn, and with all of us who gather together here at Northwood and around. May the God's blessing be with us all. And I know you're off to lunch now, and I look forward to seeing you soon when this is all over and we can see each other again and getting a big hug that I know you're
that I need so badly.
we all do. God bless you, and I'll see you next Wednesday. We're hoping to post our spirit talks every Wednesday. Just get stories from our different members of the church, and just look on the website under the sermons tab, and they'll be there for people. And we look forward to our next person that we can chat with. God bless you, Lynn. Thanks for this time.